Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
If you can hear my voice right now, that means my wife has given birth. I am probably currently at the hospital with my wife, aiding her, giving her anything she wants and needs, as I have for the past 9 years before it. Either that, or if you heard me on the air this morning, that's because my wife still hasn't given birth, and we just recorded this whole thing early for nothing.
Bingo!
Normally, we record this podcast like Thursdays after the show, and we're like, you know what? Let's record it on Tuesday after the show, just in case my wife gives birth. Now, this is past me speaking for future me. I don't know if my wife has given birth yet or not. By the time you hear this, by the time this podcast drops on Thursday afternoon, I don't know if my wife has given birth yet. Do you guys have any intel into that?
This is past me talking to future me. Congratulations on the weight loss. But as for your current question.
Weight loss? What?
I'm so confused. Is it? Am I past me or current me?
You're past you talking to current you.
You got it, baby.
what do you think I will have given? Like, do you think by the time this podcast drops, will Meredith have given birth?
No.
Is this future me?
This is past Melissa making a bet, and future Melissa will then know.
So this is future.
No,
me.
This is past. Well, it's past you. It's today you.
But to
we're,
future.
Yeah, you. We're talking about the future.
So confused. What was the question?
Do you think Meredith will give birth by the time this drops on Thursday?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, right. I mean, so I'm. I previously said yes. We did a baby pool here
we
at
did
US
do
99,
a baby pool. Yep.
And my guess was last Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. You, well, the due date, the original due date, is what you guessed.
But even the original due date is not the original due date.
Well, they first said true. December 13th, and then we went to like her like 21-week ultrasound or whatever, one of those. And they were like, oh, actually, your due date is a week earlier. It's the 8th. We misjudged. And
they now mess it up all the time.
And now they're past the
they're
original
past the original.
Original.
Which
yeah.
was only yesterday, okay. Monday the yes. 13th.
Well, by
when
the time
you're listening
this drops,
to this, yeah, that's why I said Monday the 13th was... Yeah. The original due date.
Correct.
Which is also my son's birthday, which is also why I was pushing for it.
Yeah, it was also
because I thought it would be funny.
And Taylor Swift's birthday. Taylor Swift just doesn't get the recognition she deserves.
Who?
All right. So, but now that we got us talking about this, it kind of got me thinking, like, what would past you say to future you? You want to get real deep?
Oh, God. Don't eat so much ice cream.
Yeah, see, I think mine would say, keep eating the ice cream, man. It's so good.
Go for it.
You already do go for it. don't you?
Are we talking about the ice cream or? No, I think because I think we've touched on this before. Growing up, like in high school and college, I always knew I wanted to go into entertainment.
Yeah.
But I also was very, I performed well in school. And so I didn't want to give that up to go pursue comedy, which all the dropouts are doing.
Right. You're so cultured. That's why.
So for a long time, I decided not to pursue entertainment and pursue like a real job. And I wish past me would have said, no, go for it. So I could have gotten my feet under me earlier and younger.
Interesting.
But you did start some of it younger.
I did start. I started doing stand-up when I was 21, freshly 21.
That's
so like
pretty
my
young.
Junior year in college. But I knew in high school what I wanted to do. And I don't feel like I fully went after it.
Yeah.
And I can't blame it. Like, I shouldn't have tried so hard in school. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But I think I could have found a way to be, to perform well in school and go after entertainment and comedy, even as a youth. So I would have said, go for it.
Go for it.
What do you feel about potentially doing stand-up in Chicago?
Oh, I'd love to. My problem is now is we're up so early in the morning, yeah. And stand-up shows, the early ones don't start till 9.
Yeah, right, right.
So what I'm thinking about and what I would love to do one day is we have a little stage downstairs. I want to film my own stand-up special and release it, but with nobody in the audience.
Well, then you can't get booed and you can't get heckled.
Yeah, the crowd work will be really awkward.
Yeah. But that's
no,
like
that's
part of
part
it.
Of the bit. Yeah. I like that. I think that's funny. It's creative.
So I would love to do it, but time-wise, it just does not make sense for morning show.
Would you have like 30 minutes to an hour of stand-up right now? Like, do you have that much material?
I would have that much material if I could sit down. Like, do I have that much memorized where I could just get up there and riff for 30? No.
That's okay. You just do what they do in bands. Set list.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah, right, right.
I think it would be awesome to try to do.
And plus, I think 10 to 15 minutes max is plenty.
That's a long set.
That is a long set.
For people just starting, you get 5.
Right.
So once you have a solid 5, you can work towards your 10.
And you don't realize how hard it is to fill 5 minutes of stand-up comedy until you actually do it. And that is a long time for
You've
stand-up.
Done improv. Have you tried stand-up?
I've never tried stand-up. I don't have the balls to. Like, I don't, if I can speak candidly. I don't, I just, improv, it's like everything's made up on the spot. I can do that all day, every day. Stand-up, I have the utmost respect. I think stand-up comedians are the most impressive job, in my opinion. Like, it's the most, like, because it's in the entertainment industry, which is already a difficult industry. You get judged every corner. But also, you're getting judged in real time. You have to come up with a set that not only you think is funny enough to go with, but that an audience that changes every night. You know, what people find funny at your 9:30 show could be different from what they think at your 11 o'clock show. You know, like it's two totally different audiences. You have to judge something that you think is universally funny that enough people will laugh at. And then you have to go up and perform it. That to me is, I think I just have the utmost respect for stand-up comedians.
What about comedy with some of these comedians? A lot of it comes from trauma and drama.
Yeah.
Do you two have enough trauma and drama in your life to be a stand-up comedian?
You are right. I mean, a lot of comedians deal with depression, and a lot of comedians in their personal lives are like the saddest people there are. I think I have enough drama. I don't think I've had enough trauma. But you know, you both know me, you know, the curmudgeon. I can find drama in anything.
Yes.
Yes,
that
you
is
can.
Very true.
Absolutely,
that
that's actually true. Okay. That's so true.
So I have that going for me.
Yeah, right.
So you could create trauma.
Right. I could create drama, not trauma.
Gord will sometimes be like, did you just hear what he said? You know, and I'm like, no, stop. Like, I'll be like, no, that's not, don't even go there.
But
that's,
I love it because I'm like, I heard it.
yeah, right. You two both.
I do.
When you two get in a room together, it's like, there's always like all these times and I'm like, guys, stop it. Let's like, you know, like here I am with the.
I hear what you hear.
I'm like a small little shot glass of water trying to put out this forest fire.
And Melissa will actually get the best of me a lot more often than you would think.
Really?
Especially, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? You were on fire. I couldn't compete.
With
oh
what?
Yeah, you were heated about something.
When we were doing like bits and like trying to one up each other, you found the line.
I
where
did?
It was like, I can't beat that.
Oh yeah, what was it?
Oh my, well, okay. Well, we were doing inappropriate jokes.
Oh yeah, it was, oh yeah.
Anytime it's inappropriate, that's right. Where I come in. I mean, and I can't say that stuff in front of many people.
Oh yeah,
you know?
we would, gosh, we would share it, but we would be canceled.
We would be canceled.
Yeah. Not just the show. We as individuals.
We individual humans, individually, that would take turns. It was... But yeah, no, Melissa.
That's
Melissa
the trauma and drama.
Melissa does
honest
know.
To God,
right? Yeah,
that's why
Melissa
I go.
Does know
that's
where
why
to find
I go
the
dark.
Line. You could easily be a stand-up comedian, no doubt in my mind.
I would offend everybody, I try to be super nice. But then there's that trauma, dark side, I guess.
Do you feel like now? I feel like there's stand-up comedy even lately has like come under fire. No, not to continue with the trend, but like it's stand-up comedy nowadays. It's like people are. Taking things that are said at comedy clubs and, you know, like, they should be canceled for, like, their joke. I'm under the belief, and I've always been under this belief, I think comedy should have no rules. I think anything is fair game to make jokes about. Now, granted, if you want to go there, that's a personal choice. Personally, I wouldn't. But if a comedian wants to make jokes about some of the darkest things... I think it's fair game, and I don't think comedians should be judged based off of their jokes.
I mostly agree with that, and I could potentially agree 100% with that, because what I'm trying to do right now is think of something that I could throw at you that you would say, okay, everything but that.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, because I
is there
here
anything
I am. I'm
can
speaking
think
in
of?
Generalities, and yeah, I could be overlooking something where it's like, ooh, that's somewhere you don't.
But well, what offends person A won't offend person B.
Right.
Okay, I have one for you.
Uh oh. Oh no.
Could you make fun of somebody in a wheelchair?
I mean, if you but
on a stage in front of people.
See, and that's where I think it's different. I think on a stage. You have to go in. You have to go in knowing like anything is fair game on a stand up set. Now, if that person makes that joke out at the bus station, I think that's where the line is drawn. I think it doesn't become comedy. But if you're going to a stand up comedy show, you have to know that anything is fair game, and you can't get offended. I mean, well, you personally could get offended, but not offended to the point where that person needs to be canceled or their career ruined for a joke that they made.
What do you think, Court?
I think anything could be made funny. I don't like going there for my sense of humor.
Sure.
You know, if I had to do a wheelchair joke, I think I would. Well, for one, I'm just jealous of them because, you know, how like I would just love to sit around.
As you usually
like,
do,
like,
right?
You know how many things I could get out of?
Yeah, it sounds wheelie awesome.
Right. There's the wheelchair joke.
See, so I think, and you know, I wouldn't want to ever offend anybody, but you could always find fun ways to poke. Like,
right.
There's nobody I love making fun of more than myself. But that doesn't mean that everybody feels that way.
Like, well, here's the thing: is you don't want to offend anybody, but that's the problem now. Is everybody gets offended
right.
by something.
I think I would if I was a stand-up comedian and I was like, oh, I've got this great wheelchair joke, I would probably bring it to a friend or someone that I know that is in a wheelchair and maybe run it by them. What do you think? I'm
well, you also have to know your audience. Yeah, you don't want to single out the guy in the wheelchair, but maybe there's a joke you could do at the handicap convention in front of a crowd full of people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
You could get away with more.
Yeah. He's like, I'm your stand-up comedian because I'm the only one who can.
Right. Like, see,
right?
Like, I don't think that's offensive, but I think there's something like that's comedy. You,
but like, you understand where I'm going with this, right?
That's twice today that you made me have like a bowl full of jelly Christmas Santa laugh.
So I think it has to come out of a place with respect.
Right. Yes. Well, I agree.
Is the bottom line then you have to know your audience?
You always have to. In comedy, that's like rule one.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
What did you say again? It was know your audience. Oh, there's two rules of comedy. Number one, know your audience.
Yep.
Number two,
know your audience. Just kidding.
Wait, what's number two?
What's number two?
Are you thinking or is this the joke?
Timing.
That's a great joke. That's good. Would you ever try stand up?
If I was told I had to do it, I wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
If I was told I had to do it, I would try.
Would you trust your own writing? Because that to me is like one of the hardest parts.
I think I'm better at writing it maybe than I would be at delivering it.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I think where I need work, practice is in my deliveries. I mean, timing, I think I have timing, you know, with most things. But sometimes it's in the tone and inflection.
Right.
That's where I'm like, where I fail.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say fail, but I think that's where I could improve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What would you tell past Melissa? Or no, what would past Melissa tell future Melissa? Sorry. What would younger Melissa tell you today? It's kind of like a time capsule.
There's like 30 things I would probably tell myself. Do you want me to go deep or do you want me to go not deep?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Deep.
Deep?
I was going to say not deep.
Oh, God. What do I do?
Can you go middle?
That's boring.
All right. Go deep.
Just beneath the crust.
You can go deep.
Go deep?
Yeah, you can go deep if you want.
I think I would tell myself that I'm worth it.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I think I spent a lot of time self-doubting myself,
now,
thinking I wasn't good enough, I went through a very extremely insecure time when I was younger.
Yeah.
And not there anymore. You know, I think, you know, in a way, you kind of learn to trust your instincts and to trust yourself.
Yeah.
But I was extremely naive.
How would you convince yourself? Like, how would you convey that to yourself to where your future self would believe you? Because it's easy to say, oh, you're worth it, but it's another way to convince yourself that you're worth it, if that makes sense.
You know, I'm not actually sure I would be able to answer that off the top of my head because I think so much of it came with experience.
Sure.
And watching other people. I'm an observer.
Yeah.
You two, I look at you two as performers. I'm an observer.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I can sit back and watch you two go and I'll pop in with like lines here and there, but I listen and I watch you guys.
I would agree with that.
Right? When people call on the air, I listen. Mm-hmm. I'm a questioner. I like to know things, so I ask a lot of questions and I observe people.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned.
Would it take you experiencing yourself? If that makes sense. This whole past and future thing is throwing me off. Yeah. I know.
You just blew his mind.
I know. Right? But like, would it? Because it's like, I'm just thinking of like the conversation young Melissa would have with now Melissa. And like how she would be like, listen to me. Like, listen, I need your attention. You are worth it. And then like how you would be like, you know what?
Well, okay. Right. I think some of it comes from now, you know, it's so much more with social media. You learn about other performers and just people in general through social media and their struggles.
Sure.
And I think if somebody would have put 20 articles in front of me about how somebody struggled or how difficult it was or some of the things that they went through that I could say, oh, I went through that too, or I felt that too. That helps.
You would because see your circumstances not unique to yourself.
Exactly. 100%. And so now you can read the struggles that I was watching a Kelly Clarkson Christmas special last night, and it was from last year. And she actually is so real that she brought me down in a Christmas special. I had to turn her off.
Really?
I hate to say that, but I speak the truth.
Yeah, sure.
And she was going through her divorce.
Uh-huh.
And she kept talking, and I respected it, about her struggle, right? And I felt it through the television.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so heavy.
Yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And that was before she went through her struggle, right?
Oh my God, that's one of her songs.
Oh, yeah, stop. Oh my God, Cor, that was so, who knew? But that's what I'm saying.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, to not be so like Deputy Downer right now. But
break away from the.
All right.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, I need to look it up. But now we, this episode might be too long. We may have to do a full episode of Deep Austin and Deep Court.
Yeah, and like tell them, you know, since you've been gone, this is what you've missed.
All right. Stop. Kelly Clarkson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.